Pete, let's talk about this documentary first of all tonight. Is it truly a warts and all affair? I mean, is there stuff in there that we haven't heard about before?
You know, I really don't know. It was a very, very long, intense interview that I did. And I remember coming back afterwards. I did it up in town. I was absolutely shattered, and emotionally and physically. And I'm not really quite sure why that was, but I know that going back through it again, taking that journey again, trying to kind of not necessarily add something new to it, but to try to kind of just gather it one last time, thinking I probably will never do this again on this particular subject. Having done so much talking about Tommy, you know, more than any other project in my life, wanting to be honest, not to gild the lily, to tell, you know, to tell it like it really was, because I'm not selling it anymore, really, do you know what I mean? So although this package that we're putting out now is a lovely thing to have done, which the documentary is supposed to plug in a way, the documentary itself is something that will be the last kind of the last call. You know, I'll probably chat about Tommy again in the future, but if it isn't warts and all, then I don't think the warts are going to come out. You know, there were lots of stories. There are lots of stories.
There's lots of unheard stuff as well on this new deluxe package, and some of those are demos that have never been heard before.
You know, serious fans will probably have heard them. Couple that I pulled out have never been heard before, and I've brightened them up a bit. You know, I've managed to get back to the original tapes. But, the demos are interesting, because what happened with the demos was that some of the demos were serving an earlier incarnation of the piece, and you'll see when you see the documentary that one of the aspects of that earlier incarnation was that it was supposed to be a spiritual journey of a kind of a guru type kid, you know, like a bit like Siddhartha. And so the demos tell a kind of a gentler story, and of course the Who album itself was that story until we decided to make it about pinball.
Roger, if I can take you back to 1968, first of all, things weren't going too well for the band. It really was Last Chance Saloon before Pete came up with this amazing concept.
It was a transitional period, but we obviously had to stop just being a hit singles band, and we were always, I think, destined to be more than that. There was always something very different about The Who. And as a singles band, we couldn't express it properly.
It was one of those things where when you're taking it out live, you always were a live band first and foremost. And to kind of come up with Tommy and then put it out on the road, it really was the icing on the cake, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, playing it live for the first time to an audience, that was an experience. I mean, it's the first time they've ever heard, kind of, it went on for about an hour and 15 minutes with the stretch solos and things. And we didn't give them time to applaud between songs. So, I mean, it was like bottling it up, and it was like shaking up a bottle of Tizer, because at the end they went absolutely nuts. It was extraordinary.
Let's talk about the box set now, because that's out on the 11th of November. It is the deluxe edition. On there, demos, as we mentioned to Pete. There's also the live concert as well that was recorded a number of years ago. I mentioned to Pete, he couldn't remember this, but there's a story going around that he actually asked for the tapes to be burned. Can you remember that?
It's a rumour, but was it true? I don't know. One of his drinking periods, I think.
Earlier this year, you did the big tour, Quadrophenia and more. What everybody's asking is, will The Who go out and tour again? Because there is a bit of an anniversary coming up soon too.
Well, I'd hate to think it's all over, but if it is, it's been a great run. I think we're playing, Pete and I are playing together, we're kind of joined at the hip and playing better than ever, so there's no reason to stop really, and the music hasn't dated, so why not? But equally, you can't be on the road all the time. You have to have time off.
Exactly. Well, all the best and congratulations on the career so far, and we will, fingers crossed, see you on the road soon.
Pleasure. All the best to you.